What is up, you guys, and welcome to the Cinco de Mayo Noche de Pendejadas pre-party. Yo sé lo que se están preguntando, amigas. Yo sé que se están diciendo, Alan, ese es el puto sé que tanto estabas presumiendo que ibas a tener. No, pendejas, déjales explico primerito lo que va a pasar y lo que está pasando antes que ustedes jump to conclusions. So, como les había dicho la semana pasada, güey, yo les había dicho that Noche de Pendejadas Episode 1 was gonna premiere literally today cuando ustedes están viendo este video, pero como pueden ver, güey, obviamente no se mira completo. Obviamente it's not Noche de Pendejadas como ustedes lo conocen. Déjales explico por qué de todos modos estamos haciendo this 5 de Mayo special. So, first of all, you guys, para empezar, this is not the set. This is not even like the first guest that I'm having for season 4. Lo que había pasado, amigos, era de que, you guys remember como la semana pasada les dije que I was getting my little set done y todo eso. Pues pasó que it wasn't done on time. Actually gonna go ahead and bring it to me tonight, pero no completo, todavía van a venir mañana en la mañana para terminarlos. Entonces I was like, you know what, yo les había prometido algo a mis pendejas, yo les había prometido que hoy iban a tener un video, so I was like, you know what, why don't we still have the 5 de Mayo special, but just make it into a little pre-motherfucking party. Y también otra razón, you guys, es que yo tengo la presión, no nomás de ustedes, pero también tengo un contrato firmado that I've already pushed a couple times because stuff haven't been ready. So I was like, you know what, tengo la presión del contrato, tengo la presión de ustedes. So I was like, you know what, les voy a dar aunque sea a little preview of what this season is to come. So, por eso como pueden ver, you guys, I am here, y no estoy solito, güey, estoy acompañado de dos invitados super super especiales. Please help me welcome to the pre-party Irma and Danny.
Hey. I feel like we have been here forever. I'm like, again.
No, because tell me why this is what, Danny's fourth time?
I feel like I'm literally, this is my show now.
Honestly, Danny has been on the show numerous times. Irma's only been on it,
I think, once.
What? Yes. Pero saben que yo sé que ustedes van a decir, oh my god, we want a solo Irma episode. No se preocupen, you guys, me and Irma have thought about that en cuanto, you know, she hits a weight goal que ella quiere, so she can come on the show and talk about more, you know, based on her experience with weight loss. Pero ahorita los tengo aquí a los dos porque I was like, you know what, since we're not really doing the first episode of Noche de Pendejadas, I was like, and I need to get something out. Me los traje to talk, me los traje pa chismear, y también me los traje, güey, pa tomar, porque ustedes ahorita cuando están viendo este pinche video es pinche 5 de mayo. How about tomorrow 5 de mayo and we're not doing shit?
Dude, literally, like, I was like, should I go to the bar or something? I was like, or should I just go to BJ's and fucking go take a shot and call it a fucking 5
de mayo? You did tell us yesterday how you, yeah, like, what are you doing? I was like,
I want to go out. I was like, I'm sorry, you guys are boring.
Do people
sorry.
Usually like celebrate?
There's a lot of people that do celebrate Cinco de Mayo. I mean, for sure.
I feel
sure.
like a lot of gringos celebrate it.
Yes.
And it's very much like, el Cinco de Mayo bien apuntado, ¿verdad? Pero el resto del año no quiere saber nada de los mexicanos. A lot of gringos be celebrating like if it's their fucking holiday.
Yeah, they make a whole ass thing about it. And
do you guys
like,
know what they celebrate though?
It's Cinco de Mayo. It's basically Independence Day for Mexico because they took, or I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I think
I generally don't even know. I think it's just a drinking day for Mexicans.
Like, it's just an excuse to get fucked up. No, honestamente pienso que el 5 de mayo se celebra Independencia, no, eso es como el 15 de noviembre.
5 de mayo, I feel like it's a celebration when they like won something.
5 de mayo is a celebration of drinking.
Like,
and
so
that's
drink
what we're gonna call it.
Alcoholics.
Aquí tenemos una little botellita.
Bitch,
this is Irma's first time drinking.
This is the first time drinking. I have been able to drink, but I've been trying to avoid it. But I was like, you know what? It doesn't hurt to have one little shot, or maybe two, or maybe three.
Y una vez al año no se daña, güey. So we're gonna go ahead and get some shots started.
Yay.
You guys, como pueden ver, aquí tenemos nuestro little shot glasses. Let me go ahead and stand up straight porque siento como que mi pinche posture, you guys. Now that I have lost weight, parece que me siento así, güey.
That's me as fuck. I feel like you have so much weight.
Ay, güey. Bitch.
Constitución.
You guys. So ya vino mi abuelita está ahorita en la cocina, güey, and she just told us que el 5 de mayo se celebra la Constitución. Para que sepan, ¿ok, amigas?
Ah, apunten. She's like, pinches niños pendejos no saben nada.
She's like,
wait,
let me give them a
lesson.
Okay, here.
Oh my gosh. And there's no chaser? Oh shit, we're doing it raw.
Literally.
But I mean, the good thing is that it is cold. It has been in the freezer for how long? So I mean,
it's been in the freezer for like days, bitch. No, like weeks. Got some pinchy mess way.
Yeah. So I mean,
oh my god, that's a lot.
I think it's gonna hit good, to be honest. Let's see how fucked up I get. Am I gonna get fucked up from just one shot, even if I have the balloon in me?
I don't know, babe. Let's find out.
Okay, ready?
All right, ready? Para cinco de mayo, para abajo, para centro y para cinco de mayo. Oh my god, you guys, I'm scared.
You know what? I'm depressed. And that shot made me more depressed. I'm okay with it. I'm like, no caritas.
Let me go ahead and contarles a little bit of lo que hicimos hoy. Today was... Oh, yeah, guys. Yo tengo el pinche estrés al 100. We woke up. Danny, tell them what the fuck we did when we woke the fuck up.
I don't even remember because I'm so tired. Like, my feet are aching so fucking bad. And to top it off, like, I don't know why I just woke up in a bad mood. Like, I'm so fucking over today. Like, I'm just so over it. Like, I'm just so over it. But like, whatever, it had to be done. Like, I'm those type of people that like, I like to clean to let my stress out. So I definitely over clean today. And like, it bugs me because sometimes like we're bored or no estamos haciendo ni madres. And then there's plenty of things to do in the house. Yeah. So like, when I get into this mindset, I'm like, wait, but Alan does help. So why am I mad? And then I go, wait, but I'm cleaning this. Like, this is my mess. Why am I mad? Like, am I just mad because I'm cleaning? Like, I didn't know.
Mad because I'm pissed? Today was like really fucking stressful. So let me go ahead and tell you guys a little bit of today. So the set was supposed to be done, I think, what, like,
look, here's the background of everything that went down. Okay. Here's a little fast motherfucking recap. Okay. So Alan had to have this podcast done a long time ago. Did he wait the last minute? Abso-fucking-lutely. So he got a call from his lovely manager today, and you know, she had no other choice but to put her foot down and be like, look, there's an episode that needs to go live today, and you gotta get your ass up and work. So literally we got up and we were like, we need to go to Home Goods and we need to figure this shit out because like
we need to have something. We so need to basically have something. You guys, como Dani les dijo, I've already pushed the launch of Noche de Pendejadas. I think it was supposed to come back March,
yeah, even March. Before the party.
Yeah, before the party, you guys. But honestly, I wasn't ready for it to come back in March because I was like, bitch, I just finished season 3 in November. Like, I want a little bit more of like rest time because then, aunque ustedes piensen que es un pinche video, güey, no es un pinche desmadre teniendo un pinche podcast. Especialmente when your podcast is like having new guests every single week.
And then especially when you're doing this shit like more by yourself. Imagínense, like, you guys, like, I hate when like they think it's just grabbing a camera and like, let's go. Like, it's not just grab a camera and let's go. Like, it's a motherfucking whole ass mission to build absolutely everything. And then not only that, imagine like, it just doesn't look the way that you want it to. I don't know. To me, I'm going to be a motherfucking, what's your name? Michaela. My part two. It is just so hard to be an influencer. I'm just so tired. Yo quiero dormir. Yo quiero mamar. Yo quiero bailar.
Quiero putear.
So basically, I was supposed to launch earlier on in the year. And I was like, no, I don't think I'm ready. So ya cuando ponimos a new launch date, you guys, which was supposed to be like end of April, I started working on the podcast. And obviamente esta vez, como ustedes saben, contratamos a otra persona para que nos hicieran el set. Which it wasn't their fault either. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just shit. I wanted an exaggerated set, which you guys are going to eventually see next week, porque se los prometo, you guys, que para la semana que viene ya van a tener el primer episodio de Noche Pendejadas, because they're actually gonna come install it today. Yes. Pero sí, amigas, era un puto desmadre. Hoy nos levantamos como bien apresurados, güey. We went to freaking Home Goods, compramos las sillas en donde estamos sentados, compramos esta pinche palm tree que ni la pueden ver porque está muy alta.
But it's beautiful, but it's low-key.
I think you guys should keep
that. Low-key, we're gonna keep the chairs too for outside.
No, honestly, the chairs we're gonna return because I spent like $400 just on this chair.
Chairs were only $200.
No, they were $100 each, my love.
Those modos, they're pretty weak because they're, I mean, mean, with my weight, I feel like they're already
I'm like, it's pretty sturdy to me. So yeah, you guys, so this is why we're having a little pre-show. So déjales digo lo que vamos a hacer, you guys. So en el pre-show de hoy es un poquito diferente. Obviamente, okay, you guys are used to me interviewing everyone, asking them about their life, which, you know, for the actual season, that will happen. Pero como hoy es el pre-party, we're going to do more como un Q&A. Voy a estar aquí preguntándoles preguntas bien atrevidas a ellos, you guys. I did go ahead and ask you guys on Instagram que me preguntaran. Y no van a creer, güey. Ustedes vinieron rápido así con las putas preguntas. Entonces, ¿están listos?
I'm scared, bitch. What kind of questions are they going to ask?
Let's hope we don't get canceled 2.0.
For real, round two.
I'm like, literally going on this podcast is like literally getting canceled for me.
Yeah. Literally, you're like, ya ni quiero ser.
Ya ni quiero estar aquí.
Do you guys want to start off with like good questions?
Yeah, let's start off strong. Yeah. I feel like the stronger, the better. Yeah.
Okay, period. Let's start.
And I will be the openest book ever. Yeah. If you think I like to open my legs, imagine when you read me, baby.
Open my mouth and say the truth. Okay, so la primera pregunta. So obviamente I want to give a little backstory. So if you guys don't know, Irma got the gastric balloon. I actually gifted it to her. And then Danny's thinking of getting his nose. So una preguntita que viene de Sam the Brat. Sam the Brat quiere saber, Danny, if you felt some type of way or like jealous for the fact that I paid for Irma's surgery and not your nose job.
Yes. No, absolutely not. You like, I feel like me and Irma like are put into this competition thingy,
yeah,
where like I need to like
one up her.
Like, we're friends. Like, it doesn't matter. And if you guys don't know, I haven't really spoken a lot about my nose, but with my nose job, I've talked about it on live. The first time around, we got the date and everything. Pero se me hizo muy caro. And honestly, with my type of budget, yo no tengo that type of money like laying around. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, like, I don't really care. Like, we had to move it, and I'm proud that I'm gonna be able to pay for it, yeah, you know, some part of it myself. And Alan did pay a good amount, which is pretty much an equivalent amount of what he paid for Irma's surgery.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's like, we're not jealous between each other. Yeah. Like, si yo le compro a fucking mansion y le compro una casa LAN, like a regular casa LAN.
I'm gonna get mad.
No,
why she get the mansion?
No, or the other way around. Right? You're okay with that. But like,
no,
we're not.
But realistically, like, yeah, it's like, why do people like to compare and try to think that we have like something in between or there's some type of tension? It's just people like trying to create scenarios.
Like, just be happy for us that somebody paid for our things.
Or be jealous that you don't have someone to pay. Or
maybe you're jealous.
You know what's friendship.
So crazy? It's so crazy because I've actually been getting that like question a lot. Like, I'll get DMs or I'll go on live and people will be like, oh, it's fucked up that like you're only trying to help Irma out with her surgery, but like you don't give a fuck about Danny's. Amigas, eso es lo que pasa, and those are the assumptions I get cuando la gente en verdad no sabe de lo que está hablando. If you guys don't know, Irma's surgery sí pagué, pero también me dieron un descuento porque obviamente promocioné, que es algo que yo ya he explicado muchas veces. Y también a Danny cuando él primeramente fuimos a lo de su nariz, nos dieron también un descuento, pero no fue gratis. Entonces, cuando nos dieron el descuento para Dani, amigas, I told Dani, yo nomás te puedo dar esto, que fue una cantidad muy buena, you guys, pero también pónganse a pensar that Dani's surgery, because it's actually like going under the knife, like, yeah, actual surgery cuesta más que el globo. Entonces, yo
and le then not only that, we did our research vibes, and this doctor I have been wanting for like a fat ass minute. Mm-hmm. So like, it was even better that like we did a whole promo for it. Pero como les digo, like, I feel like it's just don't, like, it doesn't matter who paid who. Yeah. Like,
and at the end of the day, you guys, like, even, look, I'm going to be straight the fuck up. Irma's surgery was $8,500, right? Like, that's how much that surgery goes. Si tú vas al pinche doctor, eso es lo que te van a cobrar. Me dieron un descuentazo y yo pagué la diferencia de lo que era el descuento. Ya con Dani, Dani's surgery casi eran $20,000, güey. Yo tampoco no soy el pinche Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like, yo no puedo estar regalando pinche surgeries a todos left to right. So, I was like, okay, lo que le voy a poner a Irma, también se lo voy a poner a Dani. And I just feel like there's no need for me to be like, if I do this for someone, I need to freaking like do the same in the same capacity for someone else. You know what I mean? Like, a Dani ya le pagué su surgery de sus ojos. Ustedes no se acuerdan, you guys? I literally paid for his LASIK surgery cuando él y mi hermana se le hicieron. Entonces, le tocaba a Irma. Y también con Dani, obviamente, como les dije, casi la surgery de Dani fueron como $20,000. Yo le dije, mira, babe, yo te quiero mucho. Yo nomás te puedo ayudar con esto, plus the promo. Y tú te la vas a tener que averiguar. Because yo tampoco no puedo estar pagando por todo, you guys. Es demasiado pinche dinero. Y pues, no, no se puede, amigas. Y él comprendió. He literally didn't even ask me to, like, pay any cent. Like, para decirles que nació de mí, you guys. Cuando yo le dije a Dani, you know what, babe? Like, yo te quiero regalar this much y tú averíguatelo the rest. He was like, oh, my God, babe, are you sure? Like, yo ni pensaba que me ibas a ayudar con nada. Entonces, cuando la gente trata de meter cizaña, güey, it's like, I don't know por qué tratan de meter cizañas si nosotros tres sabemos what goes on behind the scenes.
No matter the amount of cantidad que diste, you gave it to us and it just doesn't fucking matter. Like,
it just came through the heart at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter if, like, at this point, fuck whoever's fucking saying all this bullshit, because at the end of the day, like, you're doing this because you truly do love us and you care for us and, you know, you're just that kind of person.
And I also...
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I want to say something, you guys, because I feel like mucha gente va a decir, oh, like, qué mala onda. I do want you guys to understand que sí tengo mi pinche dinerito alzado, güey, pero tampoco no soy pinche millonario. No soy pinche artista, no soy pinche cantante que tiene un chingo de dinero. Like, yo también tengo que ver por mí, por mi futuro. Entonces, yo les di a ellos lo que yo pude darles, y si no era suficiente, entonces ellos, si en verdad quieren lo que, you know, se quieren hacer, también tienen que trabajar, y obviamente es lo que Dani está haciendo.
I'm like, girl, like, he's not my dad, he's my sugar dad, but
which
not my
good.
Dad.
I just like, why Danny had to make the decision to, like, you know, move your surgery date? Yeah.
Bitch, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what type of people you guys are, but I am not about to be handing out like I'm not about to be accepting every free handout. Like, I am such a motherfucking, like,
prideful.
Like, I'm a prideful person where it's like, a lo mejor si Alan gave me like an amount, but like, I wanted, like, my nose job is something algo pa mí, no pa él. So yo lo quiero pagar. So that at the end of the day, when somebody asks me, you got your surgery, like, how much did you pay or anything like that? Like, I paid. Like, I did it. Of course, I'll still give him his credit, but like, I worked my fucking butt off to fucking pay the rest of it. Yeah. So, anyways, point blank period, next.
La próxima pregunta que les tenemos. Should we take a shot if we don't want to answer the question?
Sure, but I'll answer every question.
Irma, esta preguntita es para ti, amiga. Me están preguntando, does Irma still find it hard to live with her parents?
Oh, girl. Low-key, it's an everyday struggle in a sense of, like, I feel like I have no privacy because I share a room with two other siblings. And yes, I'm literally nearly 24 and it's kind of like, girl, like, get your shit together easily. You could have fucking moved out. But, like, I feel like I just haven't had really good, like, work ethic and I haven't been able to keep jobs. That I haven't been able to move out and shit. So I feel like I'm just trying to work really hard and trying to improve in my work ethic because, of course, right now it's not cutting it. Like, I'm getting to the point where I really do want to move out because, girl, like, yes, I want to have my alone time. I want to be just stuck in my room. Nobody bother me because, of course, we all have those moms, our parents that just, like, barge in. They're like, Mija, can you help me with this? Hey, Mija, can you help me with this?
And
like,
you're all in the middle of masturbating.
I'm like, wait, don't come in. It's the no.
So let me finish.
That's pretty.
Which I feel like that's super important. Like, como Irma lo acaba de mencionar, you guys, because I feel like, you know, Irma is a good girl, you know, she's a good person, pero también tiene sus defectos, yes, en muchos lugares, como todos, you know, none of us are perfect. Y como tú acabas de decir, Irma does lack a lot of, like, work ethic. Yeah. Ustedes saben, Irma,
why do you think I got fired?
Like, Irma has, like, literally, bitch, she got fired for not doing her job, like, no, not showing up on time, like,
calling out. I literally would steal. The case is for free.
No, but honestly, it's very much that, like, yo siempre ya, después de que la despidieron, güey, yo me acuerdo que yo he tenido multiple combos, yeah, with Irma, because the way I see it, you guys, and I feel like I sometimes get hate for not helping her enough, because
pienso, like,
que
hay mucha, it's gente, not your job, though.
It's, that's not my,
not
job.
Your job. You're my friend, but there's a point where, like, you can do so much. Like, at the end of the day, it's my fault and it's, mm-hmm, my responsibility if I really want to push forward and actually, like, get my shit done, you know?
Porque, mm-hmm, mucha gente, you guys, que siempre nos comentan, like, oh my God, Irma's always with you guys. Why don't you guys just, like, have her live in her house? And this is gonna sound tough, you guys, pero estas son pláticas que en verdad como adultos hemos tenido con Irma. The reason why, you know, she doesn't move in is because there's no space for her. Y yo sé lo que van a decir porque ya lo han dicho, güey. Alan, you have a whole ass other guest room where Irma and Danny filmed their podcast room. Exactamente. Ese lugar lo usamos como trabajar, you guys. Y imagínense, yo trabajo muy duro, you guys. Danny también trabaja muy duro y pagamos aquí lo que pagamos para vivir como vivimos. And, like, we're not going to make ourselves uncomfortable, take out all this shit from, yeah, like, the places
and
where
kinda,
we haven't.
And then kind of think about it this way. Me and Alan have been together for so long and we've moved in together at a very young age that we are so comfortable being by ourselves. Fue un tiempo where we wanted to consider having Irma with us. We were, before we even got this house, we were like, we need to find a house, yeah, that's 4 to 5 bedrooms, or at least, like, have a duplex in the back so Irma can live with us. Irma was right on it. She was like, I'll pay my rent, like, I have no problem. We were also not gonna pay her, yeah, charge her, like, extremely amount of rent, you know.
So,
pero,
yeah,
pero imagínense, like, imagine both me and Alan que ya estamos pensando de una persona que ni es mi hermana and we're taking her in and to consideration vibes. Like, we're doing so much already to, you know, to try to help our friend. Yeah. And now this time around, because of how old she is, she's already starting to realize that, you know what? I have to get my shit together. I do not want to live with my parents. And you guys already know how hard it is to live with Mexican, yes, parents. Mexican parents don't believe in any type of privacy whatsoever.
Y más porque even she shares a room.
Yeah, exactamente.
I share a room with two other siblings.
And there's no privacy. Like, regardless of her parents, like, bitch, you don't have privacy because you fucking share a room.
Yeah.
Pero yo pienso también una cosa muy importante, you guys, is that, like, como les estaba diciendo, my grandparents also live with me. I give them a whole ass room. I'm not gonna kick out my grandparents para que mi amiga ande bien a gusto ahí de huevona. No, ¿verdad? Yo, como les estaba diciendo, we've had a lot of convos with Irma, and, like, the reason why we're talking about it, you guys, is because we also want to be real with you guys and we want to be open and honest. I've had a lot of convos with Irma where a veces sí me desespero, güey, because I'm like, girl, like, te di toda una pinche plataforma en donde si tú te pones las pilas bien, 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 puedes ganar suficiente dinero para poder moverte y agarrar tu propio apartamento, pero ella no ha ponido de su empeño, ella no ha ponido de su parte todavía al 100%. I feel like Irma's still, like, in a place where you see social media more as a hobby. Y no se le ha metido en la cabeza, like, fuck, I can make this my full-time job y ganar dinero bien y tener mis propias cosas, tener dinero de sobra. Entonces también yo no puedo estar también, obviamente, dándole todo en la mano, güey, y que no le cueste. ¿Sí me entiendes? So as a friend, I feel like I always encourage her. Siempre le estoy diciendo, Irma, ponte las pilas, güey, like, tienes esta pinche plataforma. También con Danny, and I feel like I tell this to everyone yeah. that, like, has gotten a platform through my videos and through my content. Like, miren, yo ya les di lo más grande que les puedo dar, que es una pinche plataforma donde ustedes, si ustedes quieren en verdad ponerse las pilas, pueden ganar dinero. Yeah. Si ustedes no se las quieren poner, es su puto pedo, no el mío. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But
and it's crazy because even parents don't really think that YouTube is a job.
Yeah.
I told you this morning. I texted you this morning. I don't know.
Tell them about that,
Danny. So literally this morning I texted Alan basically, and he was, and I was like, hey, like, low key my brother like confronted me about something, and he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, that my mom told him that I had a YouTube channel, and my mom was literally showing him like the videos and stuff, and he was like, yeah, like, that's really good. Like, that's really good. Like, keep it up. Like, do it.
Like a supportive brother.
Yeah, he was actually being supportive, which I was so surprised about.
Yeah, because it's the brother. He's like, I want clout.
He's like, please. But imagine.
No, honestly, when you texted me that your brother confronted you,
yeah.
I didn't think it was because, you know, like, to be supportive, because it's not that they have a bad relationship, but Irma just
talk.
They don't talk a lot. It's the oldest
brother. Not even I love you vibes.
No, like, I love my brother. I love, you know, him dearly and I care for him, but it's just like, it's weird and awkward when we give each other, like, a hug or like say we love each other and stuff. So like, just imagine that kind of sibling like relationship. So when he was telling me that, I was just kind of like, move.
You know what I thought?
Like, it kind of made your day vibes low.
In a way, yeah.
You know what I thought when you told me he confronted you, bitch? I literally was like, oh my god, he probably got mad that he saw a video of Irma recording in your guys' room. Because if you guys don't know, Irma shares a room, como les acabamos de decir, with three of her siblings. So I was like, imagínense que se enojen, like, hey bitch, don't be filming in our room. We don't want people to know how we live. You're my bien campante, güey. Literally, but it's crazy because like you said, Irma obviously doesn't like living at her parents' house, pero yo pienso que ahorita estás, I've seen you put in more work lately though.
Yeah.
Porque ya tuve otra plática con ella otra vez, le digo, wey, tú sufres porque quieres. Yeah. Y ya la miro ya bien entrada, wey. So hopefully que esta vez sí se ponga bien las pilas, wey, y se ponga a trabajar para que ya no tenga que vivir con, you know, sus papás.
No,
y también,
not even that, but it's just like being able to finally be financially stable. Because this was I got fired in January. Just imagine, I've just been relying on these basically like YouTube checks, and of course we get paid through like the podcast and stuff, pero apenas me cure para los pinches viles, and I'm here like, fuck bitch, like, I got myself in a fucking chokehold and shit, like, why am I suffering? Like, easily, for example, my sister, she works two fucking jobs.
Yeah,
she's literally out at 4 o'clock in the morning, gets home until like fucking 10, knocks out the whole night, and then goes again, and I'm like, why do I not have that same work ethic? Like, what is wrong with me? Like, I'm the problem. But also
just remember that, like, as much as, don't overthink it too much, because like, you're still young, and like, maybe our parents at this age, like, yeah, they had kids and like, they had to figure it out. But the good thing is that you don't have kids and you don't have to figure it out. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. So just at least now you realize that, oh shit, I have to get my shit together, because if not, bitch, I'm gonna be homeless. Like,
really though,
if she didn't have her parents, if she didn't have us, if she didn't have anything, she would be able to just do the bare minimum and maybe just live in her car or
be in a shelter or something. I don't know.
Which I feel like it's also una cosa que también quiero recalcar, you guys, is that like, there's never been a topic where it's like, también te quiero decir a ti, Irma, like, I don't want you to also feel like, fuck, Alan and Danny are doing so good, it looks like they have their life together, I need to be up in their level. No, you don't have to be up in our level, pero lo que yo siempre te digo es like, work hard, bitch, para que tú te sientas como que tú sola te puedes dar por valer. You know what I mean? Like, that you can do shit on your own, que no necesitas de nadie, que no necesitas ayuda, no necesitas andar pidiendo prestado, nada. You know what I mean? Because tú tienes, you don't need to go back to a 9 to 5, because honestamente, wey, Irma gets good views. You guys support the fuck out of her. It's just up to her if she wants to take it to the next level and be like, you know what? I'm going to stop taking this as a little hobby and make it my freaking full-time job, and I'm going to make fucking money. Porque de que puedes, puedes, friend. Nomás de que quieras, es otra pinche cosa. So, la próxima pregunta que tenemos es, la gente quiere saber, what is the least favorite thing about each other? Be honest. Empieza, Irma.
Hey, why me? What Ataca. The fuck? Hold on.
I'm like, porque quiero ver what, like, how bad we can go.
You know what? Is this the rose challenge now?
No, what's our, start with me.
Okay.
Be honest, I won't get mad.
I would say that you have a habit of like just leaving shit right there. Like when you're done using it, you just leave it and like you just let it be there for like the longest time ever until like somebody else fixes it.
How am I going to tell Irma has to clock into work and I have a figure out? Honestly, yeah. though, it's because you know what it is, you guys? I feel like mentally I have like a lot of shit going on that like when I'm done with one thing, dejo ahí and I go do something else. So I feel like I do have that bad habit, but you know, has, thanks to the habit, yo trabajo, Irma. You, Danny? Oh, what about Danny?
Oh, Danny?
She's like, that I'm brown.
What is it?
Shut up. Let's see. I'm going to say...
I just like, let me make sure I watch my words.
Let me rephrase. Hold on. I'm trying to
She's like, nothing.
She's like, I love him. There He's perfect. What is it?
He's the perfect person in the world.
I can never say a bad thing about my BFF.
Bitch. I think is... Why can't I think of anything right now? I'm actually surprised. What the fuck?
I'm like, that's not what you told me in private the other day.
I'm like, say that. Remind me,
okay,
please.
We'll remember and I'll go.
No, come back to me.
Okay, so I feel like with Alan, for sure is that he's not mindful of others. For sure. Like, not even in a sense of like money wise, because he's mindful of that, yeah. But mindful of just others, and like he just kind of like se preocupa like for himself. Like, let me give you guys an example so it doesn't sound bad, yeah. Okay, like for example, like let's say we're all going out, yo tengo la costumbre of being like, oh, you guys, like let's grab our waters and stuff like that, and he sees me with literally everything in my hands, and I literally like I need to grab one more thing, and he knows that I need to grab one more thing, he'll go to the car, I'll grab all the stuff, put it in the car, and I'll still go back and go grab that one thing that I just needed, and I'll put it in the car, and then he'll be like, oh my god, babe, I'm so sorry, I promise you, like I didn't even do it on purpose, like I just have a lot of things going on. That's hella nice. And then for Irma is definitely not the brightest in our friend group. So you
she's
know
very forgetful.
She's a very forgetful person about everything. Yeah. So it's just very much like it's difficult to have conversations with her because like she'll forget and I'll be like, did you remember the story that I told you yesterday?
No.
When did you say that? I was like, I said it like this time at this day, this hour, the weather was like this. And she's like,
No, you never said anything. Or when you tell me to do something or like that I have to get something done. Like, for example, the 420 fucking episode that we had for LTP. That was one of them examples. Yep. So, yeah.
That was bad. Okay, was so really mine. Bad. A ver, ¿a quién voy a atacar primero? Voy a empezar con el que me atacó peor. Dani.
I didn't attack you. I feel like we shouldn't be things. Getting mad.
I'm not getting mad.
Seems like you're redder than Bowser.
One thing that bugs me about Danny is, a mí no me gusta pelear con él, güey, because even if he's wrong, he will, like, make you fucking think he's right. Like, there's so... Sometimes, bitch, where, like, I know I'm not doing anything wrong... Where I know que la cagó, where I know that he is literally just exaggerating, overreacting. Y el güey te hace sentir, güey, como que si todavía estás mal. And I'm like, no. Like, and it gets to a point where I'm like, no. Like, there's times where I just let him have it if it's not like a big problem. I'm like, you know what? Like, if it makes you feel good that you're right, like, te la dejo. You know, te dejo ganar. But then there's times where I'm like, no, like, you're not right. Like, yo sé lo que pasó. Yo tengo razón. Y hasta que I literally have to, like, it'll literally be like back and forth until he gets the point. But I think that's one thing about Danny. And then about Irma, I just feel you're not as responsible as I wish you were. Not just with like us, but with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I wish she was more responsible about, like, you know,
being less careless with
things. Yes, because I feel like one thing I tell Irma sometimes, you guys, is like, friend, like, sabes que, like, sin hacerte sentir mal, but a veces siento como que te vale verga todo lo que está pasando a tu alrededor. I describe Irma as a leaf.
As a believe I'm going with the flow.
Going with the flow of
things. And that's really, really bad because I feel like that's why I'm in the position I am today.
Yeah.
Because I literally haven't fucking done shit. So it's
She'll she's the type of person, bitch, that like she knows she's like going through something. Like, let's say she's like, oh fuck, I need to figure out something about my carro, about something. You know what I creer, güey, que la güey, she'll literally like be like, okay, I won't deal with it right now. I'll deal with it cuando me estén quitando el pinche carro. Cuando me quede la puta calle.
Dude, like, that's you me with are my fucking like insurance that. And shit. I haven't gotten my medical insurance, so help me out with
anyways,
that.
Anyways, go back to me, Irma.
Yeah, what is something you hate about Danny?
Just thought of it. You always have to have the last word.
Oh, yeah.
You always, 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 no matter what, you always have to have
it's because I want
to
be heard. I want to be heard. I want to make sure that you bitches. No, I feel like the last couple of times I've been doing really, I'm going to tell you guys, something honest about me. Like, I might be the sweetest bitch I'll ever meet. but no, I know that for a fact that
I'm sour
because of the fact, look, I'm not blaming my past for sure because I've moved on it, but I know for a fact that I've had a lot of anger build up for me from my definite trauma and past, and that when I talked about it on Noche de Pendejadas from last season, I definitely felt like there was a weight lifted off my shoulder, and I definitely learned a lot from myself and from my past. So now it's very much like the last couple of fights that I've had with Alan, like, they weren't really that prolonged. I was just kind of like getting over it. Like, there's times where I'm like, why am I even mad? Like, I just need to get the fuck over it vibes. Or like, I just need to like just shut the fuck up and not say absolutely anything because my mouth can get me places. It's just like, I have always been a type of person to defend myself because I need to defend myself. Pero ya ahora como que these bitches can't control me and these bitches can't get to me. So now, yes, I will have the last word because back then,
they shut
me up.
No, and honestly, that is very true. Daddy does like to have the last word. Yeah. Y a veces le dejamos, güey. A veces digo, ¿sabes qué?
Yeah. ¿Sabes qué? Me siento mal por él.
I'm like, it's Healy. Like, let him have his way.
Healing his inner child.
Also, one thing que me están preguntando mucho is more towards you, Danny, because obviamente es tu casa aquí también, which I feel like we've talked about, but I feel like we've never talked about it online. How do you feel about my grandparents staying with us?
Does it make you awkward, uncomfortable? Grandparents, they've never ever once made me feel uncomfortable. And if for most of you guys that don't know, my grandma passed away when I was 12 years old. So even when the beginning of meeting her, she would remind me so much of my grandma. So it would be sometimes a little difficult to like be around her because like I would mentally not be prepared that she looks so much like her. Yeah. Like I would just imagine her and then she's like the sweetest soul you'll ever meet. Like, yes. And my grandma was very much like that. And you know, they lived very much similar lives with their past and stuff like that. So with that being said, I love that they're here. And Alan always tells us, both of us, like, will you guys cry when my grandma passes away? And yeah. I go, I don't think that's even a question.
No,
I don't even
sure.
think I'll be able to heal myself because it's like, imagine if you have a grandparent and your partner has their grandparents still and they welcome you with open arms from the very beginning, mm-hmm. and you know that's kind of like your replacement mentally, yeah. From your actual grandma or grandparent that passed away. So it's kind of like a double shot if it happens, you know. God forbid, and you know, we kind of have to be realistic.
Yeah,
pero va a pasar, and God forbid, you know. I just hope me and Alan are in a very good mental state.
And honestly, you guys, I feel like for me to answer that question too, like, because I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, do you ever feel like they're invading your privacy or like they're there? Honestamente, no way. My grandparents are the chillest fucking people ever. We literally be with our fucking desmadre, ellos ni en cuenta. Like, they literally live here, but like, yo nunca me siento como que, like, I have to be with them like every second of the day because like they know where everything's at. They freaking cook for themselves, they wash for themselves, they shower themselves. So I don't feel like they hold me back. Of course, like, if they get to the age where like I need to be more on them and like I need to be more like taking care of them, of course I'll do it. And if I can't do it myself, I'll probably hire someone to help me out para poder tenerlos aquí conmigo. Pero no, amigas, yo me siento muy feliz, yo me siento muy happy de todavía poder tenerlos aquí porque yo sé que mucha gente muy cercana aquí como Dani e Irma que no tienen a sus abuelitos con ellos, you know what I mean? So para mí es algo que me da mucha alegría, me da mucha felicidad poder tenerlos aquí y poder estar con ellos en fiestas en estos momentos, porque si ustedes no saben, you guys, my grandparents, especially my dad's parents, were there for us a lot growing up. They did a lot for us, and they always made sure that, like, our me and my siblings never felt left out, because we were always like the pobrecita family. Like, you know, like when, like, in your families, like, there's like that tia that has money, the tia that's better well off, the people that have careers, and then there's you, like the pobrecitos. We were that family, like, and I feel like all my cousins always got like everything, and my grandma would always be like, no, a mí no me gusta que mis hijos se sientan menos, and my grandma and my parents would like get us like those things to make us feel like, you know, we weren't getting left out just because my parents no tenían el dinero que maybe mis otras tías sí tenían. So no, para mí me gusta, you guys, yo me gusta cuidarlos. Sometimes it does get hard, you guys, especially when I have a lot of plans, and like, you know, they have their citas that I have to take them to, and like they have their doctor appointments, but I feel like I make it work. The good thing that I work from home and like I'm my own boss, that I'm able to, like, even if I do have plans, I'm able to switch them around and make it happen for them. So if my grandparents are watching this, which I'm sure
and if they understand English,
si mi abuelita lo está viendo, you guys, which I'm sure she is, porque siempre mira mis videos, la quiero mucho,
abuelita. We love you, abuelita.
Alguien me está diciendo, how does Irma's family feel about her always being at your house?
So literally, low-key, sometimes my mom, not to throw her under the bus, but she does say, like, mija, like, don't you think they get tired of seeing you? Don't you think they get tired of, like, you being there 24-7? Like,
and I'm like, yes. Be like, I'm like, señora, take your fucking child.
Have her on a leash so she won't get out. But no, honestly, she does tell me that, but I'm like, no, honestly, like, if that was the case, I feel like they would have fucking already told me shit. And I feel like you guys have like boundaries. Told, you know, we have boundaries, and I feel like you have told my mom, like, hey, no, like, we're fine, like, don't even trip, like, we want your daughter there for a reason, you know, like,
and we want her there to clean up our mess. I'm just kidding.
She's here to work. What do you mean?
No, like, and for people that have always asked us, even our friends, like, they've asked us, like, does Irma not bother you guys? Like,
yeah, como si fuera chicle
vibes. Literally. I'm like, sometimes. No, the good thing is that we have a really good relationship where, like, Irma, like, I can literally be like, Irma, we're gonna fall asleep, like, you can stay over or you can leave, and she'll be like, yeah, I'll stay over for like an hour and then I'll leave, or sometimes I'll be like, or if not, I'll sleep over, whatever. Mm-hmm. A mí no me importa, like, it doesn't matter, we don't care. We're so used to our company that it's just like, yeah, it's definitely okay. Like, there's times where even Alan's grandma would be like, oh, and this time, Irma.
Yeah, and I'm like, girl, babe, she don't live here. Yeah. Ah, like, she's at home, she's working.
No, but yeah, everybody just got so used to that. If you guys are going, like, they're always asking, where's Irma? Where's Irma? Where's
and
Irma?
Honestly, I feel like Irma's become like a part of us. Obviously, she's not a part of our relationship.
That's a monogamy. Ah, like,
no quiero que piensen eso, wey, porque no, I know que oso. Irma's always with us, that I feel like she comes with us. So, like, let's say we're gonna go out to a friend's party, nos invitan a mí and Danny. Irma ya viene en el paquete incluido. Whenever we have like Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, yeah, Irma ya tiene su asiento. Like,
okay, you get a pack of three for $39.99.
Like, Irma literally has her asiento. I feel like another question que me preguntó alguien is, like, do you guys ever feel like Irma ever overstays her stay? Honestamente, no way, because whenever, like, okay, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be straight up, and we've had combos, and you know, she's always told us. Ha habido veces donde, like, Irma will stay with us for like a month, and obviamente cuando estás con alguien a lot, like, there's things that you're like, oh, ya me está cansando esta wey,
or like vice versa.
Like, I'm sure she's like, oh my god, they're so fucking annoying. But I feel like we have like a good friendship, and like, we have put boundaries in the place that, like, if, you know, something, if we feel some type of way, I'd rather her be like, hey friend, you know, like, we want to, like, you know, can you go home tonight?
Yeah.
Like, we want to, like, stay home today.
Exactly. Like, when you guys tell me that, or vice versa, like, I'm like, hey, you guys, I'm actually going to go home. Like, I want to chill. I want to have, like, a solo day and stuff like that. Because literally, no joke, we're literally with each other, like, almost 24/7. Every single fucking day.
Like, no,
like, probably
no kidding.
Just once every 2 weeks or once a month.
That we're not together.
Yeah.
But then when we're not together, she'll still come at night.
And especially now, I enjoy it a lot more that she's here, because it's like, we film a lot of the content and everything is like a lot more like cohesive within each other. The only thing that is like right now that is that Irma's trying to get a hang of is, of course, like the same thing with it, is the worth ethic.
Yes.
But the good thing is that now that she has a lot of time to think for herself, she has definitely had a lot more time to be like, oh shit, this is my life and I don't like it. Yeah. And you know, it's a good thing. I feel like this is the part where Irma's gonna start loving herself, and I'm so happy that that she is gonna find this happiness that she damn well deserves, like everybody else.
No, 100%. And honestly, like, I've always say this, I feel like in every episode, but like, thank you to you guys, because I feel like I wouldn't be like thinking this or anything if nobody tells me, because you guys, I like how our friendship is very upfront and very straightforward. Like, bitch, you're gonna tell it as it is, and that's how it should be as a friendship if you really care about each other.
Yeah, because I feel like especially me, look, literally, bitch, no les estoy mintiendo, wey. Oh, my fucking phone died. But ahorita se los voy a poner aquí, wey. Someone literally asked us, like, if we ever get, or if I, Alan, they said, Alan, if I ever get annoyed with your financial problems. I don't get annoyed, you guys, because, like, I am very understanding that, obviously, like, Danny y Irma and everyone around me, a lo mejor no tiene las mismas, you know, the opportunities que a mí se me han brindado, pero a veces no es that I get annoyed or that I'm like, oh my god, like again she's having like problems, but it's more like frustrante, como les acabo de decir earlier. It's more like, I know she has the potential, I know, you know, she has the tools, she has the audience, she has everything to like make her life easier, y a veces ella no escoge like
the doing the choices, work, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That sometimes I'm just like, amiga, te voy a ser honesta, estás en donde estás y estás batallando porque quieres, no porque debes de batallar. Mm-hmm. Si ella quisiera, güey, ya anduviera igual que yo.
Bitch.
O mejor, güey, porque eres mujer. Y yo siempre le he dicho, you guys, the thing is, like, if you're a woman in the industry, you get more fucking deals. You know what I mean?
But you know what? It's just, it ends up going to show, like, a lot of people have always judged our friendship online and always have, like, this understanding of what it is, like, mistreatment or whatever the fuck you guys want to call it. But in at the end of the day, if you guys don't really see it, we all just kind of push each other to be successful.
Yeah.
And if it means to be tough on each other, there's times where Irma will be tough on me. There's times where I'm tough on Irma. There's times when we're all tough at Irma, mm-hmm. on Irma. We're all tough on everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with that being said, it's just like, if you guys don't have that relationship with your friends, then find new friends. Amiga.
And you know what's crazy? Because I even do get DMs sometimes of like, girl, like you're getting so manipulated. You're like so delusional. Like you literally shouldn't be in this type of friendship. That's not what a friendship is. And I'm like, girl, like I've had plenty of toxic friendships in high school and in elementary and in junior, well, middle school. Because I like, yeah, I've just always had toxic friendships. So like, I know what type of friendship that I am in now. And it's honestly the healthiest one that I've been in probably. So.
And you know what's crazy? I actually had that literally screenshotted right now because someone asked us if, you know, especially I feel like for me and Danny, because I feel like a lot of people love Irma and rightfully so. Like Irma is a great person. I feel like me and Danny are more down to like show like the way we fuck around with Irma a little bit more. And I feel like that ends up causing us to get a lot of hate. Like, oh my God, you guys treat her bad.
And it's annoying.
But igual como nosotros tratamos a Irma online, you guys, ella nos trata behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Scene,
you know, like, if y'all want to see that, I mean,
and
I can.
And a lot of people, like, were asking this person, asked, like, has the criticas of your friendship ever affected you? And I, for me, honestly, you guys, I think no, because I know as a friend, I know what I've done, what I bring to the table, how, you know, what kind of friend I am. So, cuando la gente me quiere pintar que, oh my God, you're this horrendous friend, you treat people bad, like
bullshit,
you're this worst person ever in the world. Yo sé mi corazón, güey, que yo no soy así. I know that the people around me, I want to see them succeed. Porque imagínense, güey, if I didn't want to see them succeed, I wouldn't be fucking sharing my platform with them. I wouldn't be sharing my life with them. I wouldn't be sharing los lujos y todo lo bueno y lo malo de la vida con ellos. Obviamente, like, we're gonna have disagreements. Obviamente va a haber cosas que me van a caer gorda. No nomás de Irma, pero también de mi pareja, Dani.
Yeah.
But that's real fucking life, bitch. Like, nadie te va a caer 100% bien, because todos we were raised differently. Everyone has different ways of thinking. So there's going to be disagreements and there's going to be little things that we don't all agree in. But de que yo soy un buen friend, you guys, I like to think I am.
I feel like no. I feel like I'm just kind of over it. Like, I am so bored of this narrative. So, like, yeah, I'm just kind of over it.
And I feel like como la gente como le gusta. La gente siempre quiere algo de que hablar, güey. So I feel like la gente nomás miran una porción and they want to run with it and be like, oh my God, we need a villain. We need a villain so bad. But honestamente, güey, like one thing I've always said, like if you guys think Danny treats me bad, if you guys think I treat Danny bad, like we're both adults that if we really want to walk out, we can. If you guys think we treat Irma bad, if you guys think Irma treats us bad or she doesn't respect us, I feel like we're all adults in this relationship to where it's like, if we don't feel appreciated, if we don't feel like, you know, none of us are doing what we, none of us are giving each other like the same amount of freaking respect and, mm-hmm. you know, energy in the friendship, then we can fucking walk out. And I feel like mm-hmm. that's yeah. one thing that people fucking forget. You know what I mean? Like, we're fucking blown as adults. We're all fucking 25, bitch. No somos unos pinches niños chiquitos. Entonces, el momento que nos sentamos, any of us that like, ya no más, we can walk the fuck out. Get the memos.
And then quick question for you guys. I know that you guys said like, I don't bug you guys being around like 24/7. Ah. I think, no, like, you know, being realistic. But for like, on a real note, like, as a couple, as a relationship, do you guys feel like you need like your alone time, or like you feel like you do need those moments to be alone and just like, you know, like when you guys had your Vegas trip, like you said, like you had the best time ever. Like, would you guys be definitely be more into like taking alone trips and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, like having our alone time is definitely different, but like that's stuff that you won't know
until and, I get in a relationship.
No. Like, I'm just saying, because you're not with us. Like, there's plenty of times where we're plenty alone. Like, right. Like, we have enough time alone. Like, yeah, it doesn't.
But I feel like I don't give you guys like enough.
And the good thing is that we were both friends with you before we got into a relationship. Yeah. So I feel like with that being said, like I feel like you're both of our friends, so it doesn't bother us whatsoever.
And I feel like for me, it's like, yeah, we're always together, pero no es como que si Irma duerme en el medio de nosotros, como que si cuando estamos cogiendo ahí está Irma viéndonos. No, like, obviamente, Irma doesn't sleep in her room with us.
Yeah.
And like I said, this trip, you guys, I did get a lot of hate and a lot of questions about like, oh my God, why are you guys leaving Irma behind, amigos?
The fuck, bitch, it's your anniversary.
It's our anniversary. Like, que la traigamos como pinche chicle.
Do you want me to be a photographer for you guys,
like,
or what?
Like, bitch, we were going to Vegas for a 7-year anniversary. Queríamos ir a divertirnos, a coger. Andar como pareja. Obviamente no nos íbamos a llevar Irma. I feel like it just depends. Like, we don't mind having you around, but I feel like there is moments like, and like we said, there is, but like when we made
you
this
will
trip,
say it.
Yes, like we've said it, like, hey Irma, we're gonna go alone. Mm-hmm. There's been times where like we're gonna go to dinner alone, like,
yes.
And she doesn't get butthurt. Why?
Don't.
Because I feel like it's also important as a relationship mm-hmm. that we have those moments and mm-hmm. that we have like those conversations and like just those, you know, momentos como pareja y no como siempre estando con Irma. But no,
exactly.
I don't feel like you bug.
Okay,
I'm like, to me. Eso es todo lo que les tenemos para el día de hoy, you guys. I feel like this video was just a little bit more like a little Q&A, a little chit-chat con mis amigos. Pero sí, amigas, les prometo, amigas, que el pinche next week, el próximo viernes, van a tener el primer video oficial de Noche de Pendejadas. Estoy yo súper contento, güey. Y muchas gracias for coming on this very last minute.
But thank you so much for having us on here. I didn't think you would want me.
She's like, again, I'm like, I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep now.
No, pero honestamente les agradezco mucho, you guys, because we literally had to pull this out today.
Yeah.
And I literally have to get to editing as soon as I turn off the camera because I need to have this up for you guys tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Pero feliz 5 de mayo, amigas. Espero que se la pasen rete bien. No se les olvide tomarse un chingo de shots. With that being said, you guys, los miro la semana que viene with the new fucking set, with the new everything y todo el desmadre como se los había prometido, you guys. But yeah, with that being said, thank you guys so much. Don't forget to follow Danny and Irma on their social medias, which I'll leave down below and on the screen right here. Y también no se les olvide to follow me on all of mine. That way you guys won't miss the season premiere next week of season 4 of Noche de Pendejadas. With that being said, I love you guys, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Go watch it.